This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's just gone 6 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning. Tuesday, our food theme show.
Oh, the chip truck has dropped off Ando's chip challenge ready to go for you.
Yeah, can't wait.
What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about seafood. Let's head to the ocean. And not to divide any of our vegan and vegetarian listeners, because we will also address some new trends, including becoming vegan.
Seagan?
Yes.
Seagan?
Yes. I'll tell you about that a bit later.
Oh, I need to learn about that. And do you have a favourite, like, do you like seafood?
Shellfish I always find annoying because they just don't want to be eaten with their shells. Like, if they wanted to be, it was so delicious, they should not make it so hard for us to access their fleshy bits.
I was having a family dinner last night at a restaurant and I was sitting next to my brother-in-law, Lucho. And he was having mussels.
Yep.
And, you know, some people believe that if the mussel's not open, it's bad and you shouldn't eat it. That's actually a myth.
Is it? You got to wedge it open.
So he had one that wasn't open. Mr. Ando reaches across the table, goes, give it here. He tries to open it, couldn't open it, puts it back. I go, give it here. You know me, want to always try and win. I nearly sent it flying across the room, but I got it open and then it poured out with this yucky stuff and I think it actually was off after all that.
It means that you have to cook it a bit longer, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes. Or it's just got tight muscles.
You've got some tight muscles.
Oh, you are. We are asking the question this morning, what's your favourite seafood? Text us on 0427 569 949. Slide into our DMs on Instagram. Even take us a photo of your seafood if you've got some right there for breakfast.
That is a bit weird for breakfast.
Show us your clams and mussels and no?
No, I think you've been preparing for this all morning, haven't
I? Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
We're talking this morning seafood. Now, let's go back to the very beginning, Annie Louie.
Of time. An amoeba.
An amoeba.
Was the first type of fish.
Was it really?
Nah, well, we were all part of this. The first things. Yeah, they were like, you know, drifting in the mass that was the earth as a blob back in the day. And then we all grew and evolved and some fish things stayed in the ocean and we got
crawled out.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that. It reminds me of an axolotl that we had in high school.
Did you?
We had one in our science classroom.
They are very cool. What the hell are they?
Are they still trendy? Can you still have a pet axolotl?
They sell them at the Vic Market pet shop.
They sell it. And if they don't sell them at the pet shop, you can go to the butchers and get them. Yeah, it's probably the sushi shop gets the axolotl.
No, that's not right. They're adorable. But going fishing... It's something you can do on the ocean and find out where your food comes from. Ever been fishing?
Yeah, we were one of those families. You know how I've told you before, the castle is kind of a documentary on my family's life. So we predictably had a caravan down at Rosebud Caravan Park.
Oh, and Dad, I never knew this.
And Dad had a boat.
Of course,
we would go out on the boat fishing when little kid.
Is it plentiful down there?
Well, we used to get the odd flathead.
Which is
yummy.
Tasty.
Flathead tails are yum.
Stingrays down there.
And we caught a massive stingray once. And we've still got family photos of us all using a coat hanger trying to hold this big fish up.
Everybody needs to get a coat hanger like in the fish. How big was it? I'm thinking like it was big. hanging it like a curtain.
The picture of the fish is nearly bigger than me. I would have been about six or seven years old and I'm trying to hold it up on the coat hanger. Do you know my fondest memory of fishing back then? Like, and I still have this memory.
What is it?
The fumes from the two-stroke engine of the boat. I don't know why, Annie. I love the smell.
It's so associated with memory.
Yes.
And you must have been having fun on that boat.
Or made to sit right up the back in case I vomited. So I was sitting right next to them, exhaust.
Me and the fumes. Yeah, I haven't been fishing on a boat. I've done it off a pier.
Yeah.
And it's quite boring. I've had the visions of what people expect, reeling it in. But it's not reeling it in all the time. It's like, read a book.
You're like Shark Week and he's got these all planned and there's a soundtrack and it's like it's boring as batshit.
Yeah. So just getting the bait and people have multiple fishing lines because it's so boring.
It's like when you play two pokey machines.
Yeah, exactly. You can't advertise. No pokies on this show.
No pokies on the show, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so true. It requires very little skill other than some strength at the end to pull it in, right?
Some people have got really clever, though, and fixed the issue of how hard it is to catch fish, and they've created fish farms where you catch your own.
I'm thinking trout farm. That's a common one.
I want to talk about it after this, Annie. All right. I've got a story for you.
Oh, bet you do.
Go on, be naughty. Slide into our DMs on Instagram at Annie and Ando.
We're talking fish this morning.
Not sexy when you have that soundtrack. Fish.
Fish. Was it my movements that I was doing in the lead on the tail?
Yeah, they were
that?
Like mesmerizing little fins.
Little fins. Now, we were talking about fishing before because today's topic is the topic of seafood. A while back, we went on a family trip to Bright, which I love. I've said to you before how much I love Bright.
You can do fishing there.
There's a trout farm.
Landlocked.
There's a trout farm.
Yep.
And so off we go to the trout farm, and it was my sister and her husband, me and Mr. Ando, and my little nephew was, oh, I reckon he was about four or three. He must have been about three because nephew number two hadn't been born. And so you pay your fee and you get this stick with a bit of string on it and you walk up to the side of a dam. The dam is so stocked with fish.
Oh.
You don't even need your stick with the,
you
like
just
your
look at it
rod.
And a fish ends up in your arms.
Literally, Annie. Literally. Yeah. So off we go. We try it. My sister was really into it. And they also give you, and this is a bit graphic, I'll try and say it in a sensitive way. Good luck. They give you a stick that is to euthanize the trout that you catch.
A thwacking stick.
Is that what it's called?
I just made it up. But yeah, you got to like bonk the fish with.
My sister was a gun at it. I look over. She's got this sort of psycho-aggressive action as she's whack, whack, whack. I think it's dead, mate.
It's when they go out there to let loose and you don't know what's going to trigger them.
And then you take your bucket with the fish, as many fish as you want that you've caught, and they weigh it and you pay for it. And you realize that you can be eating trout for the next bloody 6 months because everyone needed to catch their own.
Yeah, is it a good fish to have cooked? I haven't really had trout.
Yeah, it's I like it smoked. Smoked trout's nice, smoked trout, and I love a smoked trout dip.
Oh, there you go.
I want to get
you
some...
make that yourself?
Yes. Well, I buy it myself. I want to make it myself. I'm actually this. You should come with me. I want to go up. There's a place where I can buy some fingerlings.
What are they?
Fingerlings are baby trout. So I can get trout and put it in one of the dams at the farm. They won't breed because there's not the flowing stream thing. And
they need
But they'll survive and grow and thrive.
Yep.
And fingerling is the size of the fish when it's like your little finger.
Wow. So what do you need me for?
I thought you'd like to come to see the fingerlings.
And they're
come
alive. Yeah, I'd love to.
Trout farm. Yeah. We'll do a lot of outdoor broadcast from the trout farm.
Here are the sounds of the trout. It's just plop. Silence.
Yeah. Plop, plop.
There's some restaurants, I saw this on the Japanese TV show Terrace House. They go on a date where they go to a trout restaurant, but you have to catch the trout yourself and then pay for it, and the chef cooks it. So it's not like big tank like at a Chinese restaurant. It's like a small or a large bathtub, small swimming pool.
At the restaurant.
So at the back of the restaurant. So
through a secret door.
And then you and your date are having a great time chatting and whatever, and you pick your fish and then reel it in, and they fry it up. Would you find that romantic?
Not romantic, no. And what if you don't get the one you want? Like, I remember going to the restaurants where, particularly Chinese restaurants, where they would have the big fish tank near reception, and some of them you could actually get the lobster or the crayfish that was inside the tank. And some were just, like, fakes sitting there.
Oh, what?
No, they're alive, but they weren't for consumption.
Why?
Because they were for show, to make the restaurant look pretty.
Yeah. Like old Gary in the tank, being there for 120 years.
He's a gummy shark just doing back and forth, back
I think
and
they're
forth.
On the decrease now. Now that people are more into animal rights and stuff, you know, the seafood tanks, I think I'm seeing less of them.
Yes, I am too. Speaking of animal rights, you mentioned a word before that I want to find out more about.
Yes.
What was it?
Seagun.
Seagun.
I keep accidentally wanting to say seagull, but no, it's a new trend called becoming seagun.
Can you do that noise again? It was really good. It's a Tuesday morning, and I think that is my new favourite song, Annie Louie.
Love
Rita Ora. Bang, bang. Na, 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 na.
Of all the 90s songs coming back, this is going to be a trend.
Dun. Is that Pink Panther? Theme. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh,
isn't
no, Axel 5 or Axel...
Crazy Frog?
Axel F. Axel F.
Crazy Frog.
Seafood.
So, yeah, here's another trend for you. 10 sustainable seafood trends for 2021.
Oh, this is good. So if you're a little off-put by our talking of fish.
Yeah, the top one, seaganism. So you've heard about pescatarians. They just eat fish.
Yeah.
And vegetables. So they're basically vegetarian. Actually, they're vegetarian, but they also eat fish. So I think they're not vegan.
So they're Evo whatever, which is the vegetarians that eat milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I get confused.
And flexitarian, which is it's vegetarian sometimes.
Flexitarian.
And now this new trend is picking up where people follow a vegan diet but include sustainably sourced seafood for healthy extra protein and an occasional fleshy treat. Not my words, this article. So seagans not only add fish to mealtimes, but also benefit from high-quality omega-3 fatty acids that can be hard to source on a traditional vegan diet.
That is true, because they're not eating eggs either, which has got those same acids there.
But how do you find out if it's sustainably sourced? It would be very hard to verify unless you had grown that fish yourself.
That's right. You'd have to come to Ando's Dam once his finger in a couple of years' time.
Yeah. And, Ando's Dam could be a good business. I feel like next to it would have a mini golf course.
No, yuck. I'm not a theme park. I'm the theme park, not the land, okay, Annie. Sure. I'm the good time guy.
All right. No go-karting then. Oh, no, all that land. I would love to. You've already got the quads. Just add a little track.
They're farm equipment, not toys, Annie. Sure. Even though you did ride like a toy.
I had the kid version when I went for a little drive around Ando's farm.
So seaganism, I'm open to everyone's views, and I just don't like people with different with their eating views or patterns
being pushed onto you. So
being pushed down my throat.
Okay, what about this? Seacuterie and fin to grill dining is another trend. So artisan charcuterie and nose-to-tail dining has been a thing, right? So now, instead, you've got the seacuterie. So all
seafood charcuterie.
Yes, and fin to gill, not grill, sorry.
That's like nose-to-tail.
It is, it's nose-to-tail, but eating. And fish bones you can eat in many instances.
Oh, yeah.
Like sardines, full of calcium.
Or anchovies. I love anchovies.
True.
Oh, do you like anchovies?
I do like an anchovy. Not too much. Very salty.
Very salty.
But a good amount. And also, what's that white little fish that you eat whole as
white
well?
White bait?
White bait. Yeah.
You see, they're in their batter, you see the little black eyeball.
Yeah, that's right.
They look like, I remember as a kid, a bowl of them coming, I think it was the Swagman or somewhere, and I've gone, oh, yum, chips. Oh. And it was like they weren't chips.
They're still quite good.
I like them now as a grown-up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just batter and oil.
So the whole trend is less waste. So if you can eat the whole fish and not waste any of the bones, that's less stuff going to landfill.
Yep. I use fish heads and stuff when I make fish stock.
Oh, fish stock, yeah. Oh, well, this is a bit graphic for all of our listeners, but people would fight over who would eat the eyeballs. The eyeballs. Oh. Yeah.
When I do,
I'm sure it's full of something good for you.
When I do a whole fish, which is really easy to bait, you just get it, you know, gutted at the big market, and then you shove some herbs and lemon inside. I normally make a little lemon cap to place on top of the eyeball so I can't see it. You don't want to look at its face. You know how when, like, you go to the fishmonger, they say the clarity of the eyeball is an indicator of the freshness. But once it's baked, it does go a little cloudy.
Yeah, well, no shit.
We're talking seafood today. Now, Annie, I mentioned before that I'd like to put some trout in the dam, one of the dams at the farm.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of things going on there. There's geese.
Yes.
There's a house.
Can you see me semi-retired there just pottering around? What are you? Oh, busy day today. I had to feed the geese this morning, move the cows to the left paddock.
You're just making yourself busy.
Go feed the trout. Yeah, but I have a dream of being us being self-sufficient to some extent. Yeah. Not 100%.
Off the grid.
No.
You got solar out there.
Yeah, I got solar, but I'm also just getting, you know, satellite, so my NBN.
Oh, so it can run faster.
So, no, I don't, like, more from a food chain perspective, I would love to be.
That would be very cool.
At least half, 50% of all our produce coming from the land that we live.
Sure.
And so I failed to mention something else going on in one of the other dams. About six, seven years ago, I went, I've got fond memories of yabbying as a kid. Did you ever go yabbying?
I remember being told that places we're going had yabbies in it, like muddy. They're quite muddy, and we do, like, exercises in them. So like scouting kind of, you know, stuff. So
dip,
people
dip,
would
dip.
Grab yabbies out of it. They're like, oh, just got one, or my foot just touched something. It's a yabby. And they just, God, lucky I'm like, they didn't get gosh, bitten. That's easy.
Yes. Well, we used to put a bit of meat on a string and you'd wait till the yabby, the claw grabbed it, and then you'd hope that it didn't let go and you drag it out. But you can get yabby nets.
Yeah.
I got some of them when we first bought the farm thinking, oh, there's three or four dams. There'll be
something.
There's got to be yabbies because yabbies travel a big distance. Anyway, nothing. So I go, I want to have yabbies. I definitely want to have yabbies. Yeah. So I bought some online.
You can do that?
From Sydney. You know, and reception turns up normally to be my, you know, ASOS purchase, but no, it's a phone box, and reception goes, oh, there's a delivery for you. I go, oh, thanks.
Wait, at work?
At work.
My boss, live yabbies are pouring at the box going, let us out.
My boss comes into the office for a meeting and we're chatting away, and then you can hear literally scratch, scratch, scratch. He goes,
we brought live animals into
what's
the
that?
Office.
And I go, oh, I just got some yabbies delivered. And they said it would last in the box up to 4 days. And okay, they only had to wait overnight, and I dropped them straight in. Anyway, fast forward, years later, the other day I thought, it's warm, I'm going to go catch me some yabbies because I haven't caught any yet.
Yeah. This is the first time trying after 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, no, I tried once before and got nothing. Yes. I think they all vanished. So I thought, oh, let's try again. Put the traps in and I got one. Of one. And I sent you a photo.
Yes, it looks incredible.
He looked like basically a wild crayfish. He had massive legs and arms, size of my hand.
How big were they when they went in?
Oh, fingerlings, so no bigger than my thumb.
Yeah.
I have got a video
what
somewhere.
What have they been eating out there?
Well, they're bottom feeders, like myself. No.
So then they've been cleaning up your dam and growing, and you're ready to harvest.
Ready to eat them. And I thought, oh, well, that got me so hyped. I've got another net. Thought, oh. So you put him in a bucket of clean water with a slice of lettuce.
What's the lettuce for?
Because he's going to nibble on that in the clean water, clean out his digestive system of all the crap, and that worked beautifully.
Yeah.
And go back, check the traps, nothing. Checking again, nothing. Guess what? He got put back in the dam.
Oh.
Well, I needed at least 10 to make a nice yabby
risotto.
Yeah,
what are you going to do with one? Is there much in it? No. You could have made yourself a meal, but not even worth it to make the seasonings.
And he could be the big bull yabby. He could be the one spraying his sperm all around the dam.
And you end up with more.
Yeah.
Are you ever worried that maybe things didn't go right and there weren't any left in the dam?
Yeah.
Or that they crawled out and went to another dam?
You know me too well. So I started Googling.
Yeah. What can yabbies escape?
The best birds often eat them when they're young. And also I was using a bit of meat that I'd put in the sun in the little trap in the net.
Yep.
And some yabbies apparently are vegetarians and like
what?
Like melon or
that's
avocado.
Amazing.
I'm like, what?
Now you have to go all fancy. You've made a fine dining 3-course meal.
And now the weather's turned and you don't really catch them in the cooler weather.
Oh, till next year.
Stay tuned. Everyone's hanging on to the edge of their car seat. We're talking this morning a seafood. So I didn't theme my chip challenge with seafood.
You didn't? No, I haven't seen many seafood flavoured chips.
I should have. I've got one in the chip room at home.
Do you?
I could have bought in from Ireland.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. And the aroma is awful. Thank
you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. No other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge. Challenge.
Different looking ones today, Annie Louie.
Yeah, I'd recognise these though.
Oh.
Because I just grabbed a bag of microphone socks. I'm like, I'm not eating that. That's a sponge. So these, if they're from the brand that you say they were, Kelby. These are the golden chippies that I received bags of during our 100th. Chip Challenge show, and you might have forgotten because you're like, these will be new to you, and I think I might even have tasted the flavours, so we'll see how we go.
Okay, so this will be an interesting challenge because of the many, more than 120 bags of chips that you've tasted, your success rate on getting the naming them correctly is not great, I don't think.
Because that's the game. Ando never lets me win. So in that case, I'm winning. If that was the objective, then technically, we're all winners here.
So these ones that you may have had before, Let's see how you go. Okay, yeah. Let's rack it up, Annie Louie.
Well, number one is quite yellow. Number two is pale.
Yep.
Okay, going in.
Oh, the crunch is divine on those.
Mm. It's a cheese one.
Cheese.
I think this one is the bacon and cheddar, unfortunately. I may have tasted it.
Why is it unfortunate? Didn't you like it?
I think I didn't actually. No, I'm tasting it. It's not that bacony. Your
hair came drifting across the panel. Like, give me one. Give us one.
Yeah, no, I'll wait for the song. I normally wait for the song. That was really just a reaction.
That's very funny.
Give it me. Give it me.
I don't know if it is bacon because I don't think I ate it. I gave it to my friends.
Cheese, bacon, and cheddar.
Maybe it's like some kind of three cheese thing, but. Look, I'll just go with the it's not very bacony. I'll leave it. It's probably
I've got
good
cheese, bacon, and cheddar, or am I just calling it bacon and cheddar?
Bacon and cheddar.
Okay. Bacon and cheddar. Locking in bacon and cheddar for number one. Mm. Number two.
I haven't had this one. Salt and vinegar.
You think it's salt and vinegar?
Yeah.
Salt.
Is that the fastest trip challenge ever?
For you, yes. I've played it with co-hosts that have filled in for you, Annie, and they tend to... No, actually, some of them are really slow on it.
Yeah. Cause like,
is that your second one or the first one? And why is it covered in spit?
I think it's the third. You know I like salt vinegar. It's my favourite chip flavour.
Oh, me too. Mm. I wouldn't give those ones to you. So we're locking in salt vinegar?
Yep.
Okay, so you've locked in for bag one, bacon and cheddar, and for bag two, salt vinegar. Let's go to the real chips. Oh, bag one. Oh, Annie Louie.
Oh, yes.
Correct.
That helps when you've had it before.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago now. At least 4 months.
I quietly went squeak where you go, nah, I think it's just cheese. I can't taste bacon. I'm like, come on, she's going to lock the wrong one in. She will get so angry
You're
with
like,
herself.
Come on, three cheese.
Come on, three cheese. And I'm trying to keep a straight face. Bag two, you locked in salt and vinegar really quickly, very confident. Oh, and so close, Annie, but I'm afraid.
Is it balsamic? Sea salt, get stuff.
You said sea salt. Come on. You said salt. You didn't tell me it was sea salt. So it's sea salt and vinegar. Oh, you know what? I can't hurt you. 2 for 2.
I was about to shed a tear quietly.
No, you just would have got aggressive and hit me.
I think so. I would have threw the bag back at you. But sea is somewhat seafood themed.
Sea salt and vinegar.
Yeah, you did okay with our seafood.
You have chips
topic
down
today.
At the beach.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think about them imitating a hot chip with the look and feel of it? But it's like dried out. Dried out hot chip.
They're really plugging the russet potato and you can taste the russet
in it.
What's
a russet?
It's a type of potato. And it's kind of floury. Yeah. And you really notice on the plain ones. I would encourage you to try it. They're not cheap. They're in your premium
fancy.
Quality
end.
They are a bit fancy. I need to have another one. I haven't eaten them for a long, long time.
Yeah, please take the bacon one. I don't have
No, I don't want that. I want the salt vinegar. We'll fight over it. We both share the same favourite
I have 10
flavor.
More bags of these at home, the bacon and cheddar. So.
Bring them in. We're a charity.
Yeah.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addie and Ando every morning on Joy.
We're talking seafood this morning.
Trying to get the golden chippies taste out of your mouth.
I am. Did you notice that pause then?
Yeah, was that?
I've got golden chippies in my mouth because I had tried the salt and vinegar while that track was
sea
playing.
Sea salt, Ando. Sea salt. May I say?
Well, who do you sound like?
It's you.
Yes.
Yeah, because I guessed salt and vinegar and the answer was sea salt and vinegar, but eventually Ando
2 from 2. The first time you've
mind.
Got 2 for 2.
Yeah, it helps when you've done a bit of research through snacking.
I've sent all the supermarkets in your area a photo of you saying, please do not allow her down the chip aisle. Yeah. If you see her lingering in the chip aisle, eject her from your
store.
You're
like, that's cheating.
Now, back to seafood. I giggled even just saying it. The old-fashioned seafood stick.
Crab stick?
Crab stick.
Yeah.
Or it's not. It's seafood stick now. It used to be.
When did it change?
Well, the reason I reckon fish and chip shops stopped calling it a crab stick. So
is that where you could buy them?
Yeah, crab stick
were
and batter.
Deep fried? Oh, no. I only know them from sushi and being put in like tofu bags and things.
I'm laughing because that sentence, that conversation just then sums up yours and my cultural differences. I see crab stick as deep fried from a fish and chip shop.
Never had that.
And you see it in sushi.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
In a nutshell. So they had to change it because the Crab Association got a little upset.
There's a Crab Association?
No, I made that bit up. But somebody, or the ACCC said you can't, it's like calling a Toyota and it's actually a Hyundai. It's not a Hyundai. It's not so there's no crab in a crab stick.
Yeah, it's very artificial, the colours. It looks painted on.
It is painted on.
Oh, it is painted on. Actually, I am reading an article now saying it's quite bad for you. If you don't eat it every day, don't eat copious amounts of it.
Why? What's in it?
Well, you know, the red's cochineal, so that's definitely not vegan. I thought it was vegetarian, at least. It's also not. Some of them contain fish, actual fish bits, but... Oh, did you have a repeat of a golden shippy?
Did you hear that? I don't think it came through the microphone. If it did, excuse me. I just had a little
face of horror.
You know when something comes back up your throat and it's kind of like, oh, I need to close the valve now, otherwise I'm going to vomit on you.
Shut her off.
Yeah, like shut it down. That's what just happened to me
as
I'm looking at pictures of crab sticks.
Yeah, crab sticks.
Oh, feel quite queasy.
I thought it was flour.
No.
Just flour and water, but it's not. And...
they're made of starch, finely pulverized white fish, surimi, that has been shaped and cured to resemble the leg meat of a snow crab or Japanese spider crab. It's a product that uses fish meat to imitate shellfish meat.
Mm.
Oh, shellfish is often a common intolerance.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Yeah, it gives people rations.
I don't know why
things.
I'm from Manchester.
Yeah, my dad was kind of allergic. Some things he would eat shellfish, like leg rashes and stuff. I've never heard the word surimi before. I didn't know this was a thing.
Can you do what I always do? Crab sticks are bad for you. Annie criticises me often because she'll go, oh, you're so negative, Ando.
I'm Googling crab sticks are good for you now.
Sticks are bad for you. This is a racist.
All right, what did you get?
Healthline, bottom line, imitation crab is highly processed food made by combining minced fish, starch, egg white, sugar, salt additives to mimic the flavour, colour,
yeah,
and texture.
Yeah, why is it bad?
Because it's all fake stuff.
Okay, well, this is very interesting. Same website, Healthline. It's good for you because you can increase your protein intake and reduce your carb intake. For instance, if you're on a low-carb or ketogenic diet.
Actually,
I didn't read the rest of it. It's saying you should just eat real crab. Don't do your research online. It's all, I mean, yeah, look.
You heard it here.
There's no way that the Fake Crab Association can spin that because it sounds like it's all bad.
Yeah.
All bad news.
Tuesday morning, we're talking seafood, Annie Louie, and...
We should have done word tennis because there's so many varieties... of seafood.
Do you want to go? Go. All right.
I've cheated a little bit now. All right. Mussels.
Prawn.
Lobster.
Crayfish.
Shellfish is the category. Can I still have that?
Is
are we doing just shellfish or seafood?
Seafood
in general. Oh, okay. Pippies.
Salmon. Oh, this is going to go on.
This
for too
go
long.
On forever.
I won.
If you just talk about the shells,
yeah,
shell-related ones. There's so many, like Moreton Bay bugs.
Yum! I love a Moreton Bay bug.
They're very fancy. There's clams and. You were saying crayfish, and I didn't understand the difference between crayfish
and
lobster. And now I found out that the lobster lives in salt water and the crayfish lives in fresh water.
Oh, do you like them both?
I don't know the difference. All that kind of shellfish meat comes out the same.
No. Oh, no. A good crayfish is my preference over a lobster. And you can, because I like the yabbies and the Moreton Bay bugs, I must be a freshwater lover.
Yeah, you can taste it in them.
And it's gamey and it's a very different meat.
I'm not fancy enough to have eaten enough to know the difference.
When I was a kid, we had friends in Tasmania who were, like the dad who was friends with my parents, was a crayfisherman.
Ah.
He's retired now, and he had a special boat, and he would go out, and they'd always do like a Sunday barbecue.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't barbecue, it was crayfish 30 ways, like crayfish mornay, crayfish bake. Well, and I ate so much, I got sick, and I vomited all the way. Because it's such a treat.
It's a treat. Your body doesn't know what's happening. It's something you don't have very often. Now it's an influx.
And for my in-laws' birthday, because their birthday's both on the same day, Mr. Ando's mum and dad, same day.
Rare.
I know. Now his dad's in a nursing home, but we used to get crayfish.
Yeah.
And there'd be 14 or 16 of us sitting around the table. It was like vultures. And it was like...
Well, that's what's happening now because lobster prices are low. People are getting it all the time.
They are. go out and get yourself some crayfish. There's a ship full of them turning around, coming back to Australia.
Yeah, because even crayfish, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. There wow. We learnt a lot about these.
Make sure you stick around for the Murphys. Mm. We are back with you.
Tomorrow.
Woof.
Yeah. Woof. Woof. Is that a surprise?
Ta-da!
We're always here.
I don't want to go.
Monday to Friday.
Let's stay.
You can stay. You can sleep under the desk.
See ya.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.